Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment sandblasting / painting. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or give us a call at 817-379-1340. All right, let's go on to the podcast. If you care for your heavy equipment and you will always want it to look new, and for that, you will be ready to paint it once in every 6 months or maybe once in a year. Sandblasting or painting, as well as all know, it is a term given by people belonging from the construction domain to paint heavy equipment and make it look like a new machine. Many construction companies and contractors are hiring companies who are into sandblasting. Why is sandblasting needed? And why so many companies are now after getting their heavy equipment painted? The simple reason is to increase its lifespan of your machine. We all agreed that the notion that heavy equipment go through a lot of wear and tear, and this also affects on the body of the machine. Now, this also affects the longevity of the heavy equipment, which becomes prone to rusting and may wear off completely. Now, in order to get rid of this issue, construction companies as well as contractors hire services of sandblasting companies. There, they are assured that once the heavy equipment is serviced by them, it will come out with an altogether new look and also with an enhanced life. Next, heavy equipment are expensive and they deserve to be cared for. We all understand how much one has to shell out in order to buy heavy equipment. They may take out a huge chunk of your profits, and therefore they deserve the right to be cared. Not many people leave their machines to rust. They do it only if they feel that they may not need the machine any longer, or they're going to sell it off as scrap. Other than this, nobody with a sane mind will ever want their machine to bear the brunt of the construction site and still not be serviced. Painting becomes a priority when we talk about carrying the machines. All the protective layers that the machine is made of gets eroded slowly and gradually while it's put to work. And if it is not taken care of at the right juncture, it can lead to irreversible loss. Next, can expect good rental or sale prices. We all want to buy workable secondhand heavy equipment. People are ready to pay good price for the used machines, provided that they should be in good condition. Nobody wants to buy scrap by paying a hefty price. So, if you are intending to do away with the existing heavy equipment, sandblasting can help you get a better deal. If you have old equipment but still expect a good price, perhaps sandblasting is the only option. You can make it look completely new by this process and then sell it to the buyer at a good price. You can apply the same option when it comes to renting the machines. Here is exactly becomes the must to paint the stuff because you are not completely doing away with the machine, but will get it back at a sizable wear and tear. Therefore, you paint the machine well, and once you get it back, you can sandblast it again to rent it to someone else. You know, if you're going to paint your machines, it costs $2,000 to $3,000 on getting it done. Sometimes it's very worth it. You'll get a better price on when you sell it. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call at 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.